It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about relationships. And today, we're going to focus on when home doesn't really feel like home anymore and what matters the most. Now, scripture comes from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. As we begin this new week, we're going to focus on relationships. Let's start with an honest truth that not every family looks like picture perfect in a frame. Now, granted, we have social media, and social media portrays everybody is living the perfect life and posting the perfect portraits with the family. But let's be honest, not every family looks like that. God designed relationships to be places of love and trust and also encouragement and safety. But because people are imperfect, and yes, you are, and I am as well, relationships can become places of hurt and disappointment. Even silence or tension even could cause some deep wounds. And if that's been your experience, scripture never asks you to pretend that everything is fine because God sees it all. And today's reminder is simple but powerful. What happened to you does not define you. Whether you were mistreated or living in dysfunction or are dealing with harsh words or broken trust, or maybe you're going through some family struggles that may leave scars, but they do not change how God sees you. Now, the enemy wants people to stay stuck in that anger, right? Stay stuck in that embarrassment and guilt and hopelessness. But God invites us somewhere different, not denial, but healing. And healing doesn't always mean instant restoration. Sometimes healing means setting boundaries. Sometimes healing means forgiveness when you don't want to. Sometimes healing means learning healthy love for the first time. But it always begins by bringing the hurt into God's hands instead of carrying that hurt alone. And if you're one who recognizes the mistakes that you've made in relationships, today is also grace-filled. God's mercy reaches both the wounded and the repentant. And this week, we'll talk honestly about relationships, the good, the bad, the broken, and the hope that should still exist. But ask yourself today, what relationship hurt or caused burden or anger or embarrassment or guilt that I need to stop carrying it alone and just place it before God today? I want you to think on that. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you that you see every relationship in our lives, the ones that bring joy and the ones that bring pain. Heal what is broken inside of us and give us wisdom where restoration is possible and peace where change takes time. Teach us to love like you love and trust that you are still working. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.